All he needed was the relevant data to evaluate. The normal background murmur of voices on Arikara's bridge died away into a shocked hush as the first sensor scans came in. Amarisk occupied the center of the planet's daylight hemisphere, the red cloud bands above the Julif resembling a jagged thunderbolt captured in mid-discharge. "Was there ever anything like that on this god-benighted planet before?" Meredith Saldana asked, in a voice that strained for reasonableness. "No, sir," Kelvin replied. "Then it is part of the invasion, a new phase?" "Yes, sir, it looks that way." "Captain Hinrels, do we know what it is?" the Admiral asked. The staff science officer looked round from a discussion with two of the sensor evaluation team. "Haven't got a clue, Admiral. It's definitely optically radiant, but we're not picking up any energy emission. Of course, we're still a long way off. It's rearranging the local weather patterns, too." Meredith datavised with the sensor image again and grunted when he saw the clouds being parted like candy floss curtains. "How much power would that take?" "It would depend on the focal accuracy." Himmels broke off at the Admiral's gaze. "Controlling the weather over a quarter of a continent?" "100, 200 gigawatts at least, sir. I can't be more specific, not until I understand how they apply it." "And they have that much power to spare," Meredith mused out loud. "More importantly, where's it coming from?" Kelvin said. "Derringham had 35 fusion generators in the dumpers and 3 smaller units in the Navy office. Their entire power output didn't add up to more than 20 megawatts." "Interesting point, Commander. You think there has been a massive landing operation since you left?" "Shipping generators in would be the logical answer. But I don't believe it. The amount of organization necessary to set it up would be incredible, not to mention the number of starships involved. And you saw the fleck of Jacqueline Couture. She can summon up energy from nowhere." The Admiral gave him a dubious stare. "There is a difference between flinging fireballs and this." His hand waved expansively at one of the big bridge hollow screens showing the planet. "A difference of scale, sir. There are 20 million people on La Londe." Meredith didn't like either alternative. Both implied forces immeasurably superior to that available to his squadron. "Probably superior to the whole damn Navy," he thought in apprehension. "Hinos, give me an evaluation. Is it safe to move the squadron closer?" "Given the capability the invaders are demonstrating, I'd say it's not safe even being here, Admiral. Moving into low orbit will obviously increase the risk, but by how much I wouldn't like to say." "Thank you," Meredith said acidly. He knew he shouldn't take out his anxiety on the crew, but damn, that red cloud was unnerving, the size of it. "Very well, we shall attempt to accomplish the First Admiral's orders and halt any use of force by Smith's starships, with the proviso that at the first sign of aggression from the invaders we withdraw at once. I'm not committing the squadron to fight that, whatever it is." He was aware of the relieved looks flashing round the bridge, and diplomatically ignored them. "Lieutenant Kenwick, have you completed a status review of the mercenary ships?"
"Yes, sir."
Meredith datavised a computer for a tactical situation display. The mercenary starships seemed to be in considerable disarray, with 3 under power heading out of orbit, probably running for a jump coordinate. Small VTOL space planes were docked to 5 of the Black Hawks. The Adamist craft left in orbit or had their hangar doors open. Another 2 space planes were rising up from the planet. He cursed silently. They must have landed their scout teams already. One of the Adamist starships was venting heavily, a grey jet of atmospheric gas shooting out of the hull. Its iron thrusters glowed bright blue to compensate for wayward thrust. He saw a Black Hawk's purple vector line begin to curl up like a corkscrew. Long-range optical sensors showed him the Bitech starship tumbling and twisting hectically. "Sir!" He cancelled the datavise. Lieutenant Rurkus, his staff Voidhawk coordination officer, was wincing. "One of the Black Hawks, it's..." The Edenist puffed his cheeks out and jerked up from his acceleration couch as though someone had thumped him in the belly. Its captain is being attacked, tortured. There are voices, singing, the Black Hawks frightened.